Blog Talk Radio.
As we know, we see it, it's very visual. We see still people going on boats trying to cross the Mediterranean or trying to cross the West Atlantic to go to the Canary Islands. What we don't see is many people still are moving by land through very dangerous journey to try to reach North Africa. And what we would like to do is to try to prevent those dangerous movements.
How many people are you worried about? It's more than 20 million, isn't it?
Well, it's 20 million, but it's not 20 million on the move. I think those who are moving are the most able physically or manage to get some.
This is the News in Brief from the United Nations. A former Ugandan warlord whose forces attacked camps for the internally displaced has been found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity at the International Criminal Court, judges ruled on Thursday. The court, based in the Netherlands, found that Dominic Ongwen led multiple grave violations in the north of the country in the early 2000s as part of a long-standing armed insurgency dating back to the 1980s. As a brigade commander of the Lord's Resistance Army, LRA, Mr. Ongwen sanctioned murder of large numbers of civilians, forced marriage, sexual slavery, and the recruitment of child soldiers to participate actively in hostilities, among other grave crimes, the court heard. Attacks against civilians were justified by the reasoning that they were associated with the government and were therefore the enemy of the insurgents. Here's presiding judge Bertram Schmidt reading the verdict.
The killing of civilians was not confined to ODEC IDP campsite. Some civilians abducted from the camp were killed when they struggled or tried to escape. LRA fighters killed a young abductee because his feet were too swollen and he was unable to walk any further.
Although the court noted that Mr. Ongwen suffered greatly after being abducted by the LRA as a 9-year-old child, it noted that he was being put on trial for crimes committed as a fully responsible adult and as a commander of the LRA in his mid to late 20s. A new international bid to vaccinate 500 million people against COVID-19 has been announced for poorer countries in a bid to stop potentially deadly coronavirus mutations from developing in unvaccinated pockets of the world. The initiative, led by the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, IFRC, comes as the organization noted that nearly 70% of vaccine doses administered so far have been in the world's 50 wealthiest countries. Only 0.1% of vaccines have been administered in the 50 poorest countries, the IFRC said. Jagan Shapagan, Secretary General of the IFRC, warned that inequitable immunization was alarming and could prolong or even worsen the pandemic. The $110 million plan will see Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies support national vaccination efforts. To Iran now, where UN human rights experts have said that they're worried that the recent increase in executions of minority Baloch prisoners is set to continue. The alert from the special rapporteurs, who are independent of the UN and appointed by the Human Rights Council, comes after the hanging last weekend of Javid Degan, who belonged to the Baloch community. Mr. Degan was put to death despite an appeal to the Iranian government from the UN Human Rights Office and others. They cited a lack of due process in his trial and repeated his claim that he'd been tortured into falsely admitting that he belonged to a jihadist group. In a statement on Thursday, the rights experts said that they had information showing that at least 21 Balochi prisoners have been executed in prisons at Zahedan, Mashhad and Isfahan since mid-December 2020. Many of them were convicted on drug or national security charges following flawed legal processes, the experts said, adding that more than 120 prisoners are reported to be on death row in Zahedan's main prison alone, including for crimes not involving intentional killing. Daniel Johnson, UN News.
I think the buttons on my computer are sticking. I'm not sure. but we have Kay and Sandra. The Leibov sisters on the line for, well, I guess, what was it? What was the final score? Or the
31-9. It was a horrible game.
I don't want to talk about it.
The only thing that showed up was Pat. Otherwise, the offensive line wasn't there. The defense wasn't there. Nobody was there but Patrick. And I felt so sorry for him. He was either on the run or on the ground.
Right.
It was a horrible game. That's I said the only thing exciting was the stripper running down the field.
Why miss that? I missed that.
Oh, well, they only talked about it. They didn't show it.
Yeah.
I heard that. Well, I was listening. Of course, I listened to it on the radio. And then if there's anything decent to watch, of course, see, the TV's always behind. So if it's decent to watch, I'll watch it. Well, there was never anything decent to watch last night.
Yeah.
So anyway, when they were talking about the stripper, then they were talking about it on the radio. They were telling about how the stripper was running down the field, and they kept hollering, "Put your pants on, put your pants on."
Oh, my God.
But anyway, I thought, well, that was the only thing exciting that happened. Well, I did watch then, but they didn't show anything.
Right, right.
Yeah, well. Well.
But anyway, the ice isn't too much to talk about either, is it? That we're experiencing. Are you having ice?
We got a lot of snow.
Well, it's a very fine dust of snow, but it keeps piling up. I mean,
we don't have that, but we have ice, which is worse in my estimation.
We don't have ice, and we don't have any more snow coming down. So
good. But you know, they show the week's forecast, and we're not supposed to be out of the 20s all week.
I know.
I suppose we've had winters like this before, but I don't remember
them. Doesn't seem like it, does it?
No. One thing I did think about, they've been showing all the school closings, you know, on the TV.
Right.
And I got to thinking, did we ever not go to school because of weather?
I don't remember.
Well, you know, we didn't have buses, which that makes a difference, you know. We didn't have school buses.
Right,
everybody
right.
got to school on their own. Which, you know, we got to school.
Right. Well, I wonder if the people in the country actually did make it every day. I don't know.
Well, they might not have, but you know, we were five blocks from school, so you know, if it was raining, Mother took us, but otherwise we walked. You know, maybe she took us in the snow too. I don't remember, but I do know she never did make us walk in the rain.
Well, it's a bad weather. And we've had worse weather than this, but it's just hard to remember it.
Yeah, I remember in 2011 when Greg and Vicki were on a cruise, I think I told you about that, and we had a terrible ice storm, and the tree limbs all came down. We couldn't get to their house.
Oh, yeah.
And the tree limbs all broke off, so we had to get the neighbor. Well, the neighbor had one of those long-handled saws, and he come and cut the limbs off so we could at least get down the road. And then we had to get a generator to get the electricity on at their house because the electric was off.
Back in the days when I got to let my dog in. He's scratching the screen. Back in the days, we never had long-handled saws.
No.
And we never had...
Not back in our 40s and 50s.
Not when we were kids.
Okay.
We never had generators. I mean, they had them, but not like what we have now.
I wonder what they're like now. I've got one sitting in a box in the garage.
Huh.
Greg, or Dale bought it brand new, and it's never been out of the box.
Well, it's going to be an antique before long.
I know. Well, it probably is now.
True.
I wouldn't have a clue on how to use it because it's always been in the box. It's brand new. It's never been out of the box. The box is still sealed.
It probably has a book to tell you how to use it, by the way.
Well, it's probably in the box.
Yes.
Well, I thought if I ever need that, I'll have to call my son now. That, of course, today my son called me, and they're on their way to Tulsa. And it's just, they've been showing all the wrecks and everything going on in Tulsa because of this ice. But he had cataract surgery, so he had an eye appointment. I thought, couldn't you have canceled that today? Anyway, they were going to Tulsa, and I thought, oh, my land.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't attempt anything. And it was so funny, I let the dog out this morning. I didn't walk her because it's ice. So I let her out, and she slid on the sidewalk going out of the garage. She was a slipping and sliding. And coming when I went out to get her, she just didn't come in. So I thought, I better go check on her. So I went out, and there she sat at the edge of the sidewalk. She wouldn't get on the sidewalk. But I went out and helped her in. I put ice melt on it, and it melted the ice, but she still would not get on that sidewalk.
All right.
I put it on after she had slipped and slided, getting out of it. That's what we've got. And, you know, all of our electric lines are underground. But the generator, transformer is on the post. So, you know, they have to bring the lines up someplace. But I wanted to ask, is it not possible to put a transformer on the ground?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Well, I thought you could build a concrete slab, you know, like we do for our air conditioners, and set a transformer on that, I would think. But, you know, men don't know. Men can't think of those things. But I was thinking about that this morning. I thought, why can't they put that transformer down on the ground?
On the ground,
So the lines wouldn't have to be up in the air.
It would be easier to work on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you would have
for
to.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to have those ladder trucks.
Your dog probably, you know, your dog's sort of like those linemen, you know. They're both from Oklahoma. He doesn't know about ice on a sidewalk. They just can't imagine power transformers being on ground level.
On the ground, that's probably true.
Well, the game was, I didn't watch every play. With the remote, I just duck in and out. But at the end of it, I went and checked on ES on the final score. I had Chris, she'd get on her phone and tell me what the score was. And I just thought, it hasn't changed. And I was like, well, it's not changing. I said, are you sure that's the, you know, and then finally she said that was the end score, 31-8 or whatever.
Nine.
And I go, wow.
Nine.
Nine. Okay. Yeah, everyone counts. And I said, well, what? And I ducked back in. They said, well, what's his name? Mahoney Pat, the quarterback, I guess, had over 50 passes, but he got sacked.
I know.
Like 26 times.
I know. It's terrible. That's what I said. He was either on the run or on the ground.
You know what? I think what happened is they never went down there to Tampa until, Wednesday?
I don't know when they went down.
They never. And I think if they'd went down there earlier and got adjusted to everything going on, they would have been better off.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was kind of... Well, the Buccaneers had an advantage being at home. You know,
Andy's son was in that car wreck, half drunk.
Yeah.
And that little girl is on the critical list, so.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on, and a lot of negative things going on with them.
Right.
So probably Andy probably wasn't even in the game.
I know. The coach is one of his sons.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah. He came up on these cars. One had ran out of gas, called for help, and he rear-ended the one that was waiting for help. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
Where did the son live?
Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
But I still said, instead of waiting until Wednesday, going down there, I think if they'd went down Sunday or Monday, they would have been better off because they would have got adjusted to the whole situation a lot better.
Yeah, the temperature at least.
Right. Well, and just the atmosphere. That has a lot of influence on a person.
Yeah.
But before the game, every time I'd turn on the TV, it seemed like they were talking about Brady. You know,
I know.
And I thought, who cares about Brady? Good land.
That's why they needed to be down there to be in the limelight.
Yeah, Yeah, well, they were just constant. I mean, it was the media that was just always talking about Brady. And I thought, okay, so he's 43 years old and he's been in 7 Super Bowls. Okay, we've heard it.
Right, so go home and behave.
Yes.
Take care of your family and your yacht and your mansion.
Yeah, and he's 8 kids or whatever it is he's got.
Mm-hmm. I told Chris that after I settled in that they'd lost. God, that's a big margin. I can't believe they lost by that much.
I know.
And
yeah.
I heard Mahoney got sacked like 26 times out of 52 attempted passes. And I said, well, look, I couldn't stop. I had to say it. For a player that's $420-490 million, you'd think they'd protect that real estate a little bit better than that. I mean,
the offensive line might as well stay home.
He could have hired bodyguards. They would have done a better job just standing there and letting them hit him. I mean, but they can't protect the quarterback any better than that. I thought, my God, that's terrible.
And there was a
post game show. I watched part of it, and they're bothering this guy, this kid, Mahoney or whatever his name, bothering him about his injuries after the game. And I thought, God.
Well, he had a turf toe from another game.
Yeah, and he's going to have it operated on.
Yeah, so, you know, that might have been bothering him. But, you know, I always say, give it to Kelsey. Pass it to Kelsey. But they were even on to Kelsey last night.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, those guys had studied film, I'm sure. A lot of film.
That's why we needed down there earlier. I'll tell you, nobody will listen to me, this old lady, but... You're not the center of attention. You're not going to get it, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it was just a bad game. So it's over and done with. Thank goodness.
I had a funny feeling all week.
I kept telling myself, now if the defense doesn't play well, we're going to lose. I kept telling myself that.
I thought about UK. Besides us losing this game, KU's not winning.
It's so sad. And Duke and North Carolina, they're not winning. They're not even – well, I'm sure Kansas isn't ranked now. But Duke and North Carolina haven't been ranked all year.
They haven't. I'll be darned.
No. No, it's just an off year for all the top teams, which I guess is fair. You know, let somebody else be top.
Yes, you hate to do that, though.
I know. It doesn't make it very interesting. And Kansas plays Oklahoma tonight, and I know that's not going to be any contest.
What's that?
Kansas plays Oklahoma tonight.
Oh, no.
At 8 o'clock, I think it is. And that's not going to be a game. Oklahoma will run all over them.
I've been ignoring the news all day. I've been watching things I haven't even don't even know where they came from or have never heard of before.
You know, I have this channel which is called it's BYU, which I think is Brigham Young University.
Boy. Oh,
And, okay, here we go.
Yeah, and I have this show that I really have gotten into, and it's called Heartland. So I've recorded that, and you know the thing I like about it. The shows are only 43 minutes long. There's no advertisements. No advertisements.
Oh, right.
So, you know, I enjoy those shows because I don't have...
I got a red cardinal.
Oh, you do?
Down here in my yard, yeah.
I'll be darned. And they always show up so in the snow.
Okay, well, my neighbor and her sister, the dumb women... took off. They have a family of one of their sisters live in Omaha.
Oh dear!
And they took off and went to Omaha yesterday to be there for the Super Bowl with their family.
Oh my goodness!
I don't think they've gotten home yet. I don't know. I told her. I said, "You guys are crazy."
Well, were they getting bad weather up that way?
Oh, yeah. They had a lot more snow up in Omaha.
Oh, yeah. Right. A lot more snow. Yeah.
Well, Univa called me Saturday evening, and she said they had snow then. She said they had about 2 inches in Wichita.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
on Saturday.
Well, it looks to me like we got maybe 3 inches here. So.
Oh. Well, she said it was the kind, I guess it wasn't staying on very long because the ground was still fairly warm, and it was,
ours stayed on.
Yeah, this ice we were getting now is staying on. It's going to stay on, too, all week.
Right. For at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I don't think we'd get out of the freezing temperatures until the last part of next week.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is really a long stretch of something. This has been a weird year, I'll tell you.
Terrible year.
And I'm not looking forward to spring because I keep thinking, then we got to start thinking about tornadoes. And I thought the way this has gone, we'll have to be looking out for them all the time.
I was telling my brother about you getting your shot, and I can't even get scheduled here in Kansas.
Well, you know, today I listened to this show at noon, What You Need to Know, and Dr. Ashton, who's always on there, she's had both her shots, and
right.
She is now positive. She was tested, and she's now positive, so she's quarantined now for 10 days.
Oh, no.
She's had both of her shots.
I heard that.
Well, you know, I think now, and then she was telling, of course, now I had heard this, that two people that have told me they were, well, Shirley told me her daughter was deathly sick after her second shot, and then Vicky's friend, who is a nurse, she got her second shot, and she was deathly sick.
Oh, really?
Well, Dr. Ashton talked about that today.
Uh-huh.
She said more people are so much sicker after the second dose of this vaccine. So the thing to take, do not take ibuprofen. Don't take that.
Right.
She said,
okay.
But take whatever Tylenol has in it, which is something fiend.
Yeah, right.
She said, don't take what's ibuprofen. Don't take that. So,
that's what you can take.
Yeah. But, you know, they keep saying we don't really know. It's all so strange, you know. And I thought, well, how do you know we should do that?
Right.
You know?
We're playing our way through this little scenario, you know.
Yeah, it's just hit and miss. You know, they don't know.
Oh, I know.
And my neighbors, of course, I told you, they had it. They had the COVID.
Right.
So I called them yesterday to see, you know, before the football game, because they are avid Kansas City fans.
Uh-huh.
And Ray said, well, he said, we've always gone to these friends of ours with a house full of friends for the Super Bowl game. But he said, this year, since we've had the COVID, he said, we're the only ones going.
Oh.
And I thought, uh-oh. Hope these other people. Yeah.
Marcella and Kurt, they never came by, but Nick and Raylene and their family was going to come over. And he called me and he said, Grandma, the snow, they aren't even plowing, and I don't want to get out in my car. And I said, no, you guys just stay right there at home. Don't you come over here. So.
Yeah. Now, that's what they keep telling us. Stay inside. You know, just stay inside.
Right. Stay home.
Right.
Of course, people like my son, they take off and go to Tulsa.
He felt like he had to, so
well,
anyway.
You know, I thought he should have called ahead to make sure they were there.
Well, yeah.
They might have. I didn't ask. They might have done that.
Yeah.
I didn't ask. I just got to thinking about that afterwards. I thought, oh, dear, what if the doctor isn't there? They drive down there.
They were showing
all the wrecks.
Here we are in this mess.
I know.
If it's not the weather, it's our health.
Yeah.
Well,
we got this crazy stuff all the time to deal with.
I know. And it sounds like it's getting worse.
I know, because we've got all new strings of this, or strands or whatever of these viruses coming in.
I don't know why Kansas isn't opening up their vaccine to us old people.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
they aren't. I know. You guys all got yours.
We got ours. We just got to wait for our second one.
My understanding is you went to an Indian reservation?
Well, we assume
that
yes. Nowata. We went to Nowata, Oklahoma, which is a little town about 15, 20 minutes from Bartlesville.
Was there a lot of other people there getting vaccinated also?
Yeah. When we went in, the parking lot was full. And, of course, you know, we all had to stand, 6 feet apart and had our masks on everything. And they took our temperature and, all that stuff. And then we had to stand. And they had the chairs set up, for the 15-minute wait.
Right.
And they weren't really all that full. But I told you, by the time, people had left and some people had, or I guess somebody canceled. And I looked up while I was sitting in my chair waiting for my 15 minutes, and Greg tapped me on the shoulder. He said, "I got my shot." Well, he was out in the truck waiting for me to get my shot because I had an appointment.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't, but somebody canceled. So and when we went out, that was the only vehicle in the parking lot was his truck.
Ah.
Everybody was gone.
Yeah.
So they were, I think, of course, they only had probably a limited number of vaccine.
Yeah.
So when it was gone, that was it.
Well, Kansas evidently don't have any, period.
Well, and then of course, Vicki went to Pawhuska, which is also an Indian reservation.
Shut up!
That's where she got hers.
Well, I called the health department here. And they said, we will call you or email you when we will have 2 days to, get to get to your appointment. Well, that was last Wednesday. I haven't heard a damn thing.
Well, my friend in Iowa said that she hasn't got one and hasn't heard anything about it.
I know.
So
Kansas is just sitting here like, okay, you old people can just. You can just die. Who cares?
My friend in Iowa said she's waiting for the pharmacy to get theirs because she'd rather go to the pharmacy and get hers.
Well, yeah, true.
I said, I'm
hoping.
They're
not going to get theirs until the health department gets theirs.
Oh, well, I'm hoping that the pharmacies get theirs down here and then I can go there to get my second one.
Well, who knows what they're doing?
I know.
Think they know what they're doing.
I don't think they do either.
Well, our local paper has it on the front page, a picture, and it said the RN, who is the county health department administrator, and they got a picture of her, of course, and she's standing with her mask and a vest, and it says that this Tuesday, the clinic was in Ozaukee, and it goes from town to town within the county. And the first clinic was for law enforcement, school staff personnel, then people in phase two. And I think that's us. I hate to say that. I'm part of that group, the old people. Phase two. And they said they have a cadre of 25 volunteers, and she has 8 that are her own medical staff. Sounds like they're hiring a lot of people to me with that money.
Well, they're volunteers. I think they're volunteers.
Well, she has 8 in a medical staff. That's unheard of for this little county, I'm telling you. I don't think it. But they did, what does it say here? They did 320. They did 320 people in Valley Falls. My God, this was January 26th. So they're really bouncing around there. Yeah,
my friend Kate, who's an assistant living in Valley Falls, she had hers 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that would be that
right.
Well,
that must have been then, January 6th. Uh-huh. Well, 320 people. That's a big part of the town, really. So
I know.
But they're getting around, and this is what kills me. I shouldn't say it that way. the mayor, there's a front, on the same paper, front page, is remembering the mayor of Norville. His name is Pete Scott. His formal name was, I think, Ed or Edward. Here's his formal name, Kay and Sandra. His full name, legal name, was Edward Leroy Scott.
Oh, okay.
His middle name was Leroy. He and I got along for years. Now, by election, he beat the previous mayor. And that mayor, he didn't like me because I wrote an article that accused him of being the Nixon of Nortonville. And
shame on you.
The old mayor. Rumor has it he was a Democrat. So, it's shame on me twice.
Yeah.
But the point is he barely got beat by Ed Leroy Scott. Pete Scott. And Pete and I sort of became friends after that. Not bosom buddies, but, we shared, told jokes to each other and things. And so he dies at 65.
Oh, my.
He dies at 65. Yeah, just a few days ago.
Would you get our Democrat governor off of her butt and tell her to get this vaccine out here?
Oh, it's worse than that. I'll try to, but hell, did you hear the other scandal that went out that, a lot of people are trying to get unemployment on these 20-year-old computers at the Department of Labor in Topeka. The unemployment people in the state unemployment people can't get their butts in gear because they say the computers are so old that they can't handle the number of claims. And there's a lot of fraud going on. I had a friend who applied for unemployment, and she found out somebody in one of the North or South Carolina was getting her unemployment check.
Yeah.
And then last week the news came out that somebody named Laura Kelly was getting unemployment check. Governor Laura Kelly was getting unemployment check.
Hey, speaking of getting checks, I got that check from the government, Now, will they send us a 1099 with that?
No.
So how do we report that for our income tax?
We don't.
Really?
What did you say, Tyler?
Not income.
There's a lifelong Republican speaking right there. Well, it's a write-off or there's a tax. Don't report it. Just don't say anything.
That bothers me.
I don't think they're going to tax you for it. I'm sure you just write it in as the government. Is that what?
Well,
good.
See,
I get
a government check every week. Every month from Social Security.
Me too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I get a 1099 for it.
Yeah, I get a 1099 for that. And I thought, will my $600 be included in that 1099?
I don't know. They came through your electronic Social Security account, right?
Mine was a written check, a paper
check.
Mine was a paper check, too.
Was it signed by Donnie?
Pay attention who it signed
it. My first one was, I don't know, this one was two, I think.
I can't believe
I've only got one.
I got two. I got my first one on paper check. I got my second one on paper check. And I'm probably going to get the third one on a paper check.
Oh, we're getting a third one?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
How much is it?
$114,000.
It's going to be 1,000 what? What am I trying to say?
400?
1,400.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what I thought the second one was.
Oh, God, what was it? No, it was 100
was
and 600.
The first was 1,200.
Okay.
The first was 1,200 several months ago. And
I didn't get the 1,200. Oh, yeah, that was way back when.
Right, I got the 600.
Yeah, that's long ago.
Yeah, that was way back. That was last year, or even before that, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, yes, you're right.
Sometime. They're proposing to give us another one. Biden.
Oh, my land.
Yes.
That's our money anyway. They're giving us, and we're going to have to pay it back.
Yes.
I was going to say, how are we going to pay this back?
Well, they'll tax us.
Yeah.
They'll raise our taxes.
Well, Well, they're quit. They'd stopped sending bombs and jet fighters to Saudi Arabia and the Arab immigrant countries.
Well, that's good.
So, I mean, maybe they're saving money. They're saving money on that. So, I mean, that's a good
thing.
No,
none of our money should go to any foreign country.
Right. I agree.
Well, let alone jet fighters or bombs or any of that stuff. You know, I mean, why
we still have to take care of them.
If we can take care of our people in a foreign country.
Yeah, I agree. Let's take care of our people.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do. But the interesting thing for me, that mine, all those sums came to my Social Security account, which is auto deposit at my bank.
Mine wasn't.
I thought that was sort of creepy. You know, it's like
the ghost giver.
Yeah, a ghost is giving me this. I said, oh, good, I can pay off my credit card. You know, I'm just giving it to Jeff Bozo. Oh, excuse me, Bezo at Amazon. I'm just giving him money. You know, There's millions and millions of people that are in that situation. They're just using it to pay off what they spent during the period, you know, of this COVID. People without jobs and can't pay rent.
Oh, yeah. It's sad.
Now, we really should watch this. Sandra, you being a landlord, or I guess that would be landlady, there are supposed to be some sort of stuff in the pipeline for this kind of rent and mortgage for moratoriums that the people are in. So, I think they're trying to be conscientious. I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, if you guys don't want the money, give it to a charity or something. I would save it. You know, but it's up to you guys if you're that wealthy. I don't think you are. But, you know,
not wealthy.
Well, my renter, I told her that her lease is up in the end of March. She said, then we're month to month. I said, yes, I'm not going to extend your year lease, you know, because I want to sell that house. I want to sell it.
Wow. That's you know, understandable. It really is. I mean, thank God.
And that's a way to get rid of a renter, I would think. If I was a renter, I'd move.
They're looking for a place, but you know, who knows in this day and age and what everything's going on. So
yeah, that's for sure.
And they got four kids.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God.
Two little boys, 2 years old, and two girls, 7 and 8, 9, 8 and 9, or something like that. So.
Wow. Goodness. Got their hands full.
But, you know, not my problem.
Well, you've already been in that boat. You know, both of you. Well, you haven't, Kay, but Sandra has, where she had. I guess it's the same as having, like, several pets when you have that many kids, you know what I mean? So,
Right. I don't want to have the response. Now, the one I have on Broadway, they are so nice. They're good renters. They've been month to month ever since they lived there.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
They take care of everything. They, you know, anything happens, they take care of it. So.
Well, that's
been
nice.
There for decades.
I know. Right. And if I have problems with my car, I just call Charlie, and he comes over and fixes it. So.
Oh, well, how nice.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, that's the way it should be. We should try to – let's hope it's that way for many people. There's so many people who own properties that are – they're not even the people there. My buddy in Kansas City used to rent at a really nice brownstone. That's what they would call them. That's a – you know, four apartments on two stories, a duplex. It's like it's a beautiful brown brick building. It's old. It's like probably 70 years old, but well taken care of. But he never pays. He never pays the old woman who owns it. She's out in Arizona. He pays something called a property management company.
Oh yeah.
And he did his research, and he found out that that this company, property management company, does like hundreds, literally hundreds of houses like this, rentals, and they have dozens of landlords. So it makes it possible so people don't have to see the landlords. The landlords just tell the carpenters, the plumbers, the furnace people, the roof people,
property managers,
you know, to go ahead and do the repairs. So it's gotten sort of streamlined and So I mean,
a friend of mine in Iowa has that.
You've got to have lots of property to be able to afford a property manager.
Well, this friend of mine in Iowa, the guy that owns her house used to be a teacher at the college. And he was a hunter friend of Dale's and Greg's, but he moved to Western Kansas because that's where he'd come from. But he has these managers in Iowa, so you know she knows she can call the guy in Western Kansas, the owner, and he has somebody there immediately to do whatever needs to be done.
Yeah,
she said. Of course, she told me this. She told me yesterday. She said, "I really need a new foundation because," she said, "the foundation's pretty bad." But she said, "I know that's not going to happen."
Oh.
I said, "How do you put a new foundation under an existing house?"
They do.
Oh, you do. You jack it up, put one under, and put it back down.
Oh, wow!
It's
but
crazy.
Was somebody living in it?
It's crazy to look.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of scary.
Well,
I don't know if they let you stay in it when they do it.
Oh, yeah. My neighbor over here, he did his own, but he was a concrete worker, and he knew how to do it. So.
Did he raise the whole building up and did he raise the whole building up by himself? I mean,
he did one side, and then he did the front side, and then he did the, you know.
He put support under where he's putting the new foundation.
Of course, yeah.
So he wouldn't have to lift the house.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure they
have
a way
to do all this. You just have to be patient, you know.
Yeah, I would say there's a way to do it, I'm sure. But you
sure
couldn't do it this kind of weather.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear, no. This weather, I'm just sick of it.
Nobody's working this kind of weather.
And it's going to go on forever.
It's only started.
I'm still sick of it.
Sort of like,
well, you know, they predicted
like
they start telling us about it for a month ahead of time. So, you know, we hear about it for so long. We're tired of hearing about it.
Right. Well,
the snow plows aren't even working, so.
Wow.
Ours are not here.
They went up and down the street. And there's a little fine mist snow falling. And as long as there's snow falling, they don't do anything.
Oh. Well, that might be a waste
of
money.
I don't know. I'm glad they go out. They've been pretty good out here, but now it's so cold that the schools aren't open. I don't know in Leavenworth, but out here, our schools are closed. But a lot of Tristan is still teaching by Zoom. He's teaching, you know, still. So people are driving by my house, you know, at 50 miles an hour, maybe 60, you know, on the highway by our house. And so it seems pretty, other than it's just horribly cold. That's all people seem to get around. Chris just ran off and came back. She just made it back. It's 20 miles to Holton, Kansas, Holton is north of Topeka, and she drove up there to Holton to pick up blankets for the horses that did not arrive in time, so I think she's sort of mad. We're trying to get these strap-on blankets for the horses because she's worried about that. It's supposed to be like 16 below wind chill in like 4 or 5 days. It's supposed to be pretty brisk, pretty bitter at night for these poor horses. So, you know, we got a goat shed for them. I told them, well, just put them in the goat shed. You know, that's big enough. They can go in there. They keep warm. She's like, so I think That's what I think. Just put them in a goat shed, you know. They go in there anyhow when they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to go in there, but they'll go in.
Well, I when I go to bed at night, I turn the faucets on and let them drip, you know. So far,
I haven't had to do that, so.
Well, see, mine are on the outside wall.
Well, mine aren't, so.
Yeah, see, mine are.
Well,
I figure on the outside wall, you gotta pamper them.
That's Oklahoma.
I know.
It's sort of genius to have your power lines. It's genius to have your power lines in the ground, but the houses don't have basements, and the plumbing pipes are all on the outside of the house. Now that's sort of
I was thinking about Greg's house. All of his are on the inside, so you know it's probably the time the houses were built.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh well.
Back in '80, they didn't think about the water freezing up.
Well, now, here's a question for you Lineball sisters. In the 1930s in Leroy, Kansas, was your house, did you have an outhouse or did you actually have indoor plumbing?
We never had an outhouse, to my knowledge.
We did have one, but never used it. We had indoor plumbing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had indoor plumbing. Yeah, in fact, that was our playhouse.
I know. They fixed it into a chicken house.
Yeah.
And then after the chickens all died, we made it into a playhouse.
Uh-huh. That was our outdoor privy.
Right.
I'll never forget one time, though, before we had done anything to it, and it still had the two holes in it. Richard was there, our cousin from California. And he was out there, and he asked Dad what those holes were for. And Dad said, oh, it's for you to stand in. And he went out, and there stood Richard in the hole.
Lord, help me.
But now, when we went to Margaret's, our friend, we had to use the outdoor privy.
We were used to it, because that's what she had, that's what we used when we went out there.
Yeah, yeah, and I thought, you know, we didn't even have toilet paper.
Nope.
Well, what?
We used catalogs.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And it wasn't slick paper, it was the soft paper.
Yeah, it wasn't like what we have today.
Oh, that's nice.
But, you know, I think we had to do without, and we didn't even know we were doing without.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, when I was at Margaret's, I had to sleep on a feather bed. Have you ever tried sleeping on a feather bed? You keep sinking into it.
Really.
You sink
right,
into it.
Right.
You can't get out.
Yeah. But we didn't care.
God.
It was just fun to go to Margaret's.
Right.
Remember how she and Mother used to get the horses on a buggy? And and we'd go, and you and I would ride on the back end of the buggy, and we'd go to the timber, and we'd pick persimmons.
Right.
They'd look for persimmons.
Or we'd pick up pecans, or we were out there picking up all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. But that was our fun. You know, that's what we did for fun.
Right.
But we got to ride in the back of the buggy.
Was that place out there along the river, the Neosho River Road, quite a way?
Wow.
They
had a cabin out on the river, on the banks of the river. Bradley's did.
Was it the one immediately south of the bridge?
Well, let's see. They were probably a mile north of 54 Highway.
Oh, that's
or maybe 2 miles. Maybe
that's
2 miles.
Away.
Okay,
right,
okay.
Right.
Let's go from Holmes's.
Well, yeah, Holmes's, but I was thinking
if
about
you go,
the highway.
Mike, do you remember where Whitterman's lived there on the corner? It was a cove.
Yes, I do, actually. That was
okay,
was
then you go straight down that road, and that's where Holmes's was at.
Uh-huh.
And then on past that was Margaret and Faye Bradley.
Uh-huh.
And down the side of their property was a little gravel road, and that went down to the river where was Bradley's cabin.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Yep. We've spent a lot of time out in that area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. A lot of fun.
Well, that's a really pretty part. Geographically, I mean, you know, that's the lay of the land. That's a really pretty part of the area, really, isn't
uh-huh.
it?
Yes. But, you know,
yeah.
Margaret was kind
of
like our grandmother.
Yeah, she was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have a doily in my in one of my bedrooms that she crocheted.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
every time
goodness.
I dust, I think of Margaret.
My stupid dog. He thinks he wants out, then he wants in, and then he wants out.
Oh, well,
you don't know what you want, do you, Petey?
Mine's sacked out. Once she goes out, she's sacked out then for the duration.
Well, it's cold, and he wants out.
Daisy,
then he runs
until he
around
gets
out there
Daisy's
barking
probably,
at everything, and then he wants in.
Daisy's probably dreaming of ice right now. She's wondering what is ice right now?
Yeah.
The ice is terrifying.
She was not going to get on it. Oh,
get
she's
out.
Awake.
Yeah.
But she's so funny. If when I get on the telephone, she goes and lays down. Like she knows she's not supposed to bother me.
That's
she is so well trained. I'll never have another dog because I could not train one like her.
Right.
Well, they learn from our habits. They learn from our habits. They really.
Oh, sure.
I've got some.
And we're in such a rut right now, you know, that you know she knows every move I make practically.
Right.
Or when I'm going to make it.
Go on,
well,
Petey.
I've got one that if he sees me put on my bib overalls or any dress clothes or any different clothes other than my normal clothes around the house, he starts wagging his tail and squirming and squealing and running around in circles around my feet because I made the mistake of taking him on a ride. And he thinks he gets to go on the. And so if he sees any change of costume, he will. We're gonna go for a ride. And I ended up taking him and another dog, because I feel sorry for him because sometimes I'll go into the store for about 15 minutes, and he gets to act upset. So I started bringing another one. Well, now I have two of them acting crazy whenever I change clothes, And the guy at the grocery store, I only go out once a week, mind you. And the guy at the grocery store, we all wear masks there. And I'm very thankful that we do, because there's idiots out there still not wearing masks in public.
I know.
And this guy, his name's Nigel, and he's from England. And he has this wonderful English accent. He knows to expect the dogs. He knows the dogs are not going to bite him or anything like that. And he opens the door, and I told him, well, the brown one's name is Bentley. Bentley. And he goes, Bentley? And he goes, that's an English sports car. And I go, yeah, that's the name of it. And he loads the groceries in for me. And now he knows Bentley, this crazy dog that runs in circles around me. He knows Bentley by his first name, so he says, hello, Bentley. He's loading the groceries in the back seat. He goes, how are you doing, Bentley? You know, you look like you're having a great ride, you know.
Hey, speaking of cars, I still take that old paper, and they're talking about putting an electric charger for cars on the square already. Can you believe that?
Well, sure. Yeah, I can. Chevrolet has announced have a whole factory to make electric cars. This is to compete with Tesla, which is Elon Musk put out a new Tesla car. It's supposed to be an economy electric car,
$116,000. I bet a lot of people be buying that one.
Working people are not going to buy that car.
No.
That's not a working, Well, that's the big advantage of electric cars. You can commute for next to nothing as a work car.
Well, we'll buy them with our $600 rebate cost checks.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, with oil being the lifeline of Oklahoma, I said, this is going to kill the state of Oklahoma if we go to electric cars.
Nah. No, believe me, at $116,000 a pop, it's going to be a while before they're
working. Yeah, nobody's going to buy a lot of those.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, I heard you could only go 340 miles on a charge.
Oh, less than that.
Is it less than that?
240 to 260. Now, that's on the high-end Tesla, one of the Tesla cars. And that's sort of the big critical thing is being able to get a range out, because it takes 2 hours to charge
to
up.
Fill, yeah, to
not
recharge
like
them.
Enough.
Yeah.
Right, and that you're right, and they have special chargers that do that. Now, you can plug it in at your house, and it takes 6 to 8 hours.
Think what your electric bill would go.
Yeah, right. So it's going to be really interesting. I mean, they're going to put up a, what'd they say, 2,500 or 20, huge numbers of these electric chargers around the country.
Oh, yeah.
It was. Yeah.
But they were talking about putting one around the square.
Yeah, and that's amazing in Iowa.
I know.
I always thought of Iowa as a forward-thinking place. I mean, they had one of the greatest editors in history since William Allen White, Emerson Lynn. I mean, I consider that guy one of the great. He's one of the greatest editors and publishers of newspapers since William Allen White. And I.
But and you know years ago it was always a staunch Republican paper, and now since Susan Lynn, she's one of the Lynn's daughters, it's all Democrat now.
Yeah.
It is everything.
Well,
she's a Democrat.
Well,
and I don't even read her editorials anymore.
Today, intelligent Republicans, let's put it this way. The Iowa Red Spirit was ran by intelligent Republicans, okay? And then I guess their children decided to become Democrats. And, you know,
I don't know what brought that on with her.
Well, I'm sure Donald Trump had something to do with it.
Well, I don't know. I was a little bit disappointed at the end of Trump's time because he got onto the COVID as quick as he should have.
No, he never.
The ones that went out of their head sure showed up only. The ones that went crazy showed up at the Capitol building on January 6th.
Yes.
Hey, former governor, senator, religious ambassador, Sam Brownback is back in Kansas.
Oh, really?
Now, what do they always say about the state legislature is in session, is a dangerous time to be alive in Kansas, you know? Well, just think of Caper. I mean, just think, because he and his buddies for, 6, 8 years when he was governor, had robbed the hell out of Capers in order to finance the highway department.
Did they ever get back?
He's actually, that's the big rumor. There's an article in the, I'm looking at it right now, the Kansas Reflector, which is run by a reporter. He knows me and I know him. A good reporter from the Topeka Capital Journal. And he writes for called the Kansas Reflector. The Kansas Reflector, like a mirror reflector.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's online. It's a really nice newspaper for people. If you can get online, read, check out kansasreflector.com, C-O-M. And it's all one word, Kansas Reflector. And it's a wonderful paper. There's several young reporters. Now, Tim is not young, but he's young. Okay, by Kay.
By our estimate, he's young.
Yeah. And
well, you're young in
years,
our estimate.
Yeah, right now. One of your kids.
You're a kid.
Well, Tim's a kid to me. So, I mean.
Oh.
But Tim Carpenter, he wrote for the Capital Journal. I think he started at the Lawrence newspaper, then Topeka. Then he broke out on his own. He and a bunch of other writers and started this, the reporters started this Kansas Reflector. And then another one started up. But the Reflector is a really interesting thing. And they reported that Sam's back in the county. Well, he's in Kansas, and he's near the Topeka area. And now back in 2016, when I had my first campaign for the legislature, a real estate agent who was a Democrat, reported to me that Sam had bought property on South Jefferson County along the highway that runs from Kansas City to Topeka, I-70. And he bought several lots of land. And today I was reading that he was down, he was in the Topeka area cutting brush with a chainsaw.
Oh,
well, that has to be Jefferson County.
Oh, my land.
Dad's moving to Jefferson County. I can't wait. It'll be fun.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
I think we're running out of time here. I think we're running out of time already. My goodness.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, that was fun. It's fine.
Well, everybody, have a good day. Stay
safe. Yeah.
Goodbye.